You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Comedy Central is close to the end of the first season of the show, Detroiters. It also announced Detroiters is renewed for a second season. My guests created, write, and star in Detroiters, Sam Richardson and Tim Robinson. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
Your characters are friends and advertising guys working in Detroit. You two are friends, and you're both from Metro Detroit. I have to say, the fans of the show around here all love the Detroit insider jokes. So let's start with one. Here's a clip of your characters on an elevator with two attractive women.
Hey, tonight we're going foaling, which is like it's like football and bowling, kind of like.
That sounds really fun. My boyfriend would love that.
Nope, we can't. We gotta work, so.
You just invited us.
It's not how I remember it.
Now, for people not from Detroit, they might be thinking foaling is something you guys just made up. I want to ask you, when you talk about things like foaling, how do you judge whether to use a bit that you know most of the nation might not understand?
Good question. I think with things like that, just a little explanation of it in the moment kind of just like helps serve the purpose. And like, if an audience member sees this and like is curious about it, they can look it up and find out if it's true or not. But then there's a couple things that we do that like aren't true Detroitisms. Like we call Coney's hot dogs in it, because 98% of people don't know that Coney's are hot dogs to us.
Right.
But everybody in Michigan is like, oh, no, they're Coney. I'm like, no, you don't think we know that? But it's a hard explanation to explain that a Coney dog is a hot dog. Then we just like to call it a hot dog. But also, people in Michigan act like they don't call a Coney dog a hot dog. We have the word hot dog in Michigan, you know?
I think that also, like, some of the old commercials that Sam and I grew up watching, on its own level of how weird it is, but not knowing that it's connected to a real commercial or based on a real commercial. So hopefully some of the stuff works on two levels as well, being an insider and an outsider.
I want to play one of those commercials in just a second. Before we get to that, as you know, Detroit's been getting a lot of national press and, you know, a lot of interest, and there's a lot of ruined porn out there. I'm just wondering how you deal with possible Detroit negative stereotypes. Are you afraid they might be reinforced on the show?
I think we did a very specific job of trying to not show ruined porn. Like, so not acting like it's like, you know, there aren't parts of the city that are economically distressed and hit, but like not only showing that like we feel every other show only does. Like the only idea of Detroit that's been put out there by television and by movies is that Detroit is just this wasteland. And like, I think we specifically tried to just show that people, well, that Detroit is a city, you know, it's a real place with real people in it. And those things aren't always burnt out buildings, it's businesses and homes that people live in.
You mentioned the commercials. Detroiters are often spoofing existing brands. I want to play one of them. This is one spoofing DOC's Sexy Specs.
More after these messages.
Oh, look, it's Ned's commercial.
Right now at Detroit Optical Glasses, we have Hunky Specs. But be warned, Hunky Specs will make you feel like grooving.
Hunky Specs.
Sorry, officers. Can't breeze. I've got to dance.
He's resisting. Stop! Resisting!
Hunky Specs will make you feel like grooving. Only at DOG.
And I'm live!
Presented by Gremlin Advertising.
Oh, man. That was bad.
Now, the ending there with the cops beating the guy at the same time yelling, stop resisting, is straight from the headlines about an incident in East Point. How closely do you keep tabs on the news in Detroit?
Ever since I've, you know, lived in much of Detroit and left, I always read the Free Press every morning. When I go home and visit, I right away turn on the local news. And that's purely just because I miss all the anchors. I'm a big local news fan.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Right.
Speaking of which, if you recognize the voice at the very beginning of that clip, that's more grim.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, we picked up on that here.
Yeah.
So what's the process in coming up with the show? Who's brainchild?
Well, you know, we worked together in Second City in Detroit. We started working together when we were like teens and in our 20s. And then we went to work at Second City in Chicago. Then each of us, like Tim went to New York to work on SNL. I went to L.A. to work on Veep and, like, other things. Our friend Jason Sudeikis, who's an executive producer on the show, said, you guys should do a show together. And, like, we'd been talking about doing a show like this, and we wanted it to be about Detroit. Like, the whole time, we were like, well, wouldn't it be great to come back to Detroit and do something? Wouldn't that be great? And Sudeikis was like, why don't you do that? And the first idea was like, well, it has to be a show set in Detroit. And started working with Zach Cannon and Joe Kelly, who both wrote at SNL with Tim. And, you know, I knew Joe, and I met Zach through this. But we started coming up with this concept, and then, like, it came to be that the idea was that these guys would be admin, because it's kind of like a close tie to, like, sketch writing, you know. It's not maybe feel a little bit more accessible to an audience, and also you don't have to, like, have these guys just be comedy writers, right, talking and living in comedy. These guys are, like, living, working people lives. And so, like, the concept came, like, well, these guys are make and also Tim and I have always had a love of local commercials in Detroit. Like, we know them all. It's like everybody in Detroit knows every local commercial. And everybody, I'm sure, from anywhere they're from knows their local commercials. We have, like, it has a special place in our heart. So the idea of, like, being the guys who make this was so appealing to us.
It's interesting that you mentioned that, because I've been playing clips from your show, but I wanted to play something for you, a little blast from the past.
For over 30 years, people buying their first car know that here you get a doggone good deal.
Here, dog, come on, dog. Me and dog want you to go to Telegraph Road right now. Get a good deal.
How much of the show is inspired by those uniquely Detroit commercials?
I mean,
that one's so classic.
That one's, like, maybe top, like, in the highest echelon of, like, classic Detroit commercials.
So how much of an influence are they on you?
Huge. I mean, like, if you see the show, like, we're pretty heavily inspired by these commercials. Like, there's if you know the commercial and you see this thing, you'll say, oh, my goodness, that's a connection, you know? Like, in one season, we haven't been able to get every commercial in the Detroit lexicon, but hopefully we hope to do more as the show goes on. You know, like the DOG is clearly DOC, Sexy Specs, Hunky Specs, we call it on our show. So, like, yeah, there's a heavy influence from these Detroit commercials.
We have a Mel Farr superstar nod coming up.
Oh, that's great. We were just looking at that commercial today.
Oh, yeah.
So what else? That'll be next season, I suppose. What's in store for us for the second season of Detroiters?
Well, we're writing in it now. No spoilers, you know. But that actually commercial that comes up in the season finale. That's episode 10 will be that Mel Farr superstar nod.
That's April the 11th airs the finale. Is that right?
April the 11th. Yes, correct.
We've been talking to Sam Richardson and Tim Robinson, the creators, writers, and actors of the Comedy Central show Detroiters, which airs on Tuesdays at 10:30. And again, the finale for this season is April 11th. Congratulations on renewal for next season.
Thank you so much. And we just want to say thank you to the city of Detroit for being so supportive, allowing us to do this show. And we really hope the city loves it as much as we love doing it. We hope to do more.
Thank you.